This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled today that LGBTQ employees cannot be fired based on sexual orientation. Ryan Payton is a lawyer and board member of the Center on Colfax, a Denver-based LGBTQ community center. They say this ruling can lead to other victories in landmark cases.
It opens up the door for additional challenges to discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity in other areas of federal law, for instance, housing, education, healthcare.
Colorado is one of 21 states that already has protections for LGBTQ workers. Colorado researchers will get more than $700,000 to study whether recent oil and gas reforms lead to fairer outcomes for disadvantaged communities. Senate Bill 181 gave local governments more say over where wells go. Professor Desiree Crow is with the University of Colorado Denver. She says one goal is to see if more local control benefits low-income communities and people of color.
Who is actually being engaged and involved in those processes across communities? And is it different in different counties, in different municipalities, so that we can understand those eventual policy decisions that could lead to either better or worse outcomes for those communities?
CU Denver will team up with the Colorado School of Mines and the Colorado School of Public Health. The CEO of Greeley-based chicken producer Pilgrim's Pride will take a leave of absence from the company to focus on his defense in a price-fixing indictment. Jason Penn is one of four executives charged for allegedly conspiring to fix prices. He has pleaded not guilty. This is CPR.